Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are not in Tampa. There are not palm trees outside. There is nothing but snow. But we're getting by virtually. We're going to hang out with Akbar Bajabiamila from American Ninja War. You know, I've had you on so many times, and because I'm home this year, we're not together in Tampa, I really felt like I should have busted out the picture of me and my wife and your brother at the Ed Block Courage Awards back in 2000. I think it was three. Your brother was a winner. How's your brother doing? I never ask about him, man.
Yeah, he's doing good. Wow, you went back to the 2003. You know, that was my rookie year. Boy, it's been 17 years since, or actually 18 years now since my rookie year, which makes me think, you know, we're talking Super Bowl, think that even before I got to the league, Tom Brady was still in. It feels like that was so long ago that I was a rookie. And I can only imagine what Tom Brady must be feeling like being in the Super Bowl, 20 years in the league. Like, man, like, I wonder if he even thinks back to his rookie year, if he could name, you know, what would be a fun game to play with Tom Brady? Oh, I should so do this. This is a great idea. I should get him a roster or a picture, team photo from his first year and see if he could name them. Somebody's going to steal my idea before I could even get to Tom Brady. See, name the guys on the team and see how well he does.
I had a problem. We had the 20th anniversary of the Ravens team, and I had a local reporter, buddy of mine, I'm not going to out him. He was trying to find every member of the team. He asked me for two phone numbers, and I'm like, you sure those guys were on a team? You know what I mean? For 20 years, man. I feel like I knew everybody on the Ravens. You're here for experience. You're obviously, everywhere you go, you take Ninja Warrior, you know, with you, you know, as part of, first things first, I mean, do you wish you were out there playing, or are you happy you're making a living this way? This seems like a pretty good gig you got, man. I mean, you're traveling around, doing American Ninja Warrior, you keep this job for life, you don't have to break your ankles doing it. It's good, right?
No, it is. I mean, it's a lot different occupation. You know, I do miss the camaraderie. I think I miss the excitement. There's nothing I've done in my post career that has given me that same type of energy. You know, when you're around, I think God created us for community. And so when you get a chance to be in a community, like a locker room, like the NFL, with people who, you know, or your brother, you guys have, you know, like interests, you're doing things together. That's very rare. And then, you know, that buzz, that energy that you get walking into a stadium, whether it's 100,000 playing, you know, in a college stadium, or 70,000, 80,000 people cheering for you or booing against you. There's something surreal about that, and it's intoxicating. Leaving that, it's quite different. It's a different world. But I tell you, I've been super blessed to be able to make that transition. You know, I thank the people who were around me that kind of helped mentored me, one of them being a former NFL guy, and Michael Strahan. Always give props to him. I remember when he was doing the Kelly and Michael show, you know, he had me come out and shadow him. He's like, man, you're the first person that even called and asked if you could. I was like,
well, you did the boot camp, didn't you? I mean, I remember when the boot camp came along. I mean, Bart Scott went to boot camp, as I remember, when he was here in Baltimore. And that was a big part of what the league was trying to do to make sure they didn't have a bunch of dumb jocks on the air. They wanted to have broadcasters as part
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the broadcast boot camp was huge. And what I realized is it's not that the athletes are dumb jocks. It's that it's a different skill set. Like, people cram up when they get in front of the cameras. I mean, and then, you know, the same public personality speaking you see in the locker room. Yeah, public speaking is not for everyone, or to be able to articulate certain thoughts in a way where you have to do it in a condensed time, right? You don't have a whole day in a locker room to explain your feelings and your thoughts, where in your camera, you got to be able to do that in a 30-second bite, in a 2-minute window, 4-minute window. How do you articulate that and then do that in a way that's engaging, entertaining, and informative in the same, and all in the same thing? So that's very stressful. So I don't think you can put just anyone on television. So it's a skill set. Some people have it and some people don't. Doesn't make anybody less or one way or the other. It's just a different skill set.
Akbar's here on behalf of American Ninja Warrior and Experian. And yeah, I guess as we grow older, we live through plagues, right? And then during the plague, I thought the real estate market would like tank and things would be horrible. All my real estate buddies, at least here in Maryland and in Baltimore, knock on wood for anybody in real estate, you know, 2.5% interest rates and, you know, locking down 30 years, all of that. It is create a little situation where people are checking into where they are, checking into credit. And I know that's why you're here.
Well, that's a great point too, Nestor. And I can tell you're clearly informed about that. You know, in order to capitalize on some of the low interest rates that you see that is happening, because why are they lowering the interest rates, right? Obviously, we've seen some stuff happen economically. And so to incentivize people to spend more, to be able to incentivize people to purchase homes and to get the economy flowing and moving, you know, because to recover from the pandemic, the one way that you can do that and take advantage of that is to be able to have a great credit score. And we know that the pandemic shook up a lot of homes. A lot of people lost a lot during the pandemic, and especially credit scores. I saw mine tank, and you people are like, oh, you're on television and you played in the NFL. Doesn't mean that I'm immune. I'm not immune to, you know, to being able to have hardship and
market conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that happens is life happens, right? I got a kid in college and I've got a mortgage and I've got car payments. I've got all these different things. And all of a sudden you have work stoppage and then you start trying to prioritize your life and you go, whoa. And so that's why my partnership with
Experian
is so...
Nobody was ready for this, right? Literally,
no,
right?
Nobody was. But that's why my partnership with Experian is so important, because I want to be able to help people and show them how I was able to recover through this process. And Experian has Experian Boost. And the way Boost works is that you can self-report and you can turn in the things that you're paying on time already, like your utility bills, your cable, your streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Stars, Disney Plus. All those things can be utilized and turned in to improve your credit score. I saw mine take a tank because I had to shift and try to go, whoa, how do I do this? I have to prioritize things. And it took a hit, took a big hit. But I was able to start to help going on the road to recovery. I was able to turn these things because my kids were streaming like crazy and I'm paying for it. I might as well get credit for it. And I saw my credit score rise to 791. That's the highest it's ever been. It's the highest it's ever been. And so I just want to give people hope and encourage them that, you know, with Experian Boost, that you can literally change the course of what's happened. You can recover out of this pandemic.
Everybody like to get 0.25% or 0.5% off the edge of their mortgage, right? Or their car payment or anywhere. And,
right.
You know,
and
paying attention to it matters. It matters.
Yeah.
Akbar's here. Give me a little American Ninja Warrior update. I mean, you guys worked through masks and worked through no fans. You worked through all sorts of stuff. Where are you right now?
Yeah, well, we had the Ninja Bubble last year. We were the first show during NBC to shoot in the pandemic. And so we learned a lot. We created this Ninja Bubble. We were able to shoot 8 episodes in a safe way. We followed all the protocols according to the CDC guidelines, and we're back again for season 13.
Weren't you guys in domes? When I put it on last year, you were in a dome at one point, maybe somewhere?
Yeah, we were in St. Louis. We filmed it in St. Louis. And this is where they had the greatest show on turf when the St. Louis Rams used to play. It was an 80,000 seat stadium, but it was just us, the competitors, no fans. And, you know, we had to create a very strict, strict bubble in order to pull off this season. We're back at it again. We're taking it on the road. And, you know, we're going to be following all the protocols again. So we're super, super excited about that and being able just to find a rhythm to be able to shoot in this new environment.
Hey, I appreciate you taking time to come by. It's always good to visit with you. Stop by off season here. Maybe Tom Brady will have another ring. I think he's running out of fingers right at this point. But
right.
That's a pretty good football game, though. I mean, this is, if we can't be in it, to me, having, you know, the young gun and the gun, this is a good way to spend a Sunday night if we can't be in it.
All right. Well, cool. Well, go Chiefs. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
See you soon. Akbar Bajabiamila joining us here from American Ninja Warrior on behalf of our friends at Experian. Make sure you check out your Boost and get your credit score all taken care of. We're not a Radio Row, but we're doing it virtually next week. A bunch of Hall of Famers here from all of our Radio Rows. I am Nestor. We are WNSD.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.